Ah, yes. With or without you, we're going to be without Albert and Yachty next year. We've got them as it relates to the playoffs. We're going to go now to the Celebrity Guest Line, where we're joined by our good buddy, Mr. Farrell over there, Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing with the St. Louis.
I think it's Dan Farrell.
It is Dan Farrell. Yeah. How are you, Daniel?
Good morning, guys. It's great to talk to you.
So, obviously, is the weekend sold out yet, Dan?
We are close to selling out. We're selling standing room tickets, but we always encourage fans as it gets closer to game time. Those tickets still do pop up. The visiting team allotments, the umpires' allotments, we get some returns. So tickets will still be available on our website. They'll trickle out over the course of the weekend. And so we do encourage fans to keep an eye on our Cardinals.com and you know, there's still a few tickets left is what I would say.
That's great to hear. Well, obviously we want to hear all about Sunday, but tell us what's happening tonight and tomorrow in terms of promotions leading up to the big retirement ceremony on Sunday.
Well, tonight and tomorrow are the giveaways, the Molina and Wainwright bobbleheads. And the promotion department, our team did a great job of coming up with a really unique idea of basically having the three bases. We gave away an Albert Pujols bobblehead, the last homestand. And again, tonight is the Wainwright, and tomorrow is the Yachty, so that all three of the bases fit together. So it's really going to be a great collectible item for the fans. And so those are the two main giveaways on Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday, we also have a commemorative print, a canvas, kind of a stretched piece of artwork on a frame that depicts Albert, or I'm sorry, it depicts Yachty and Wainwright walking in from the bullpen. And, you know, that's a weekend where Yachty and Waino do make that walk to home plate. So some really great promotions and a great job by our promotion team putting those items together.
What an incredible year this has been. None of us are ever going to forget the 2022 version of the St. Louis Cardinals. Dan Farrell is our guest. He's the Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing for the St. Louis Cardinals. Sunday, Yachty and Waino are going to break the all-time record for the third time of most games started by a battery in baseball. It's a record that's never going to be touched. But before they take that historic walk out of the bullpen, you're going to honor Yadier Molina and Albert Pujols before the game with the ceremony. Is it going to be as special as so many of these ceremonies that we've seen the Cardinals produce over the years?
Well, we hope so. We've got several of our Hall of Fame players are going to come back. Many of the players that played with Yachty and Albert over the years. We're going to have some presentations to both of the players. And Adam Wainwright is actually going to speak on behalf of the team and, just speak about his teammates that he's been together with for so long. And then both Yachty and Albert will address the crowd. So it's going to start at 12:30. So we encourage fans to get to the ballpark early. And the game will, we may have to slide the first pitch back a little bit. We've already worked that out with the Pirates staff. So between 12:30 and 1, it should be a very special ceremony. And then it'll still give the players time to warm up and get ready for the game. And we hope it's a very great memory. And we'll actually probably plan on having another ceremony a bit larger. It's always hard to get players who have to play in a game, to spend a lot of time in a pregame ceremony. So next year we're probably going to have an even larger scale ceremony for both of them, but that's something to come. But this Sunday, again, 12:30, we encourage fans to get to the ballpark early.
Yeah, next year, I'm just you and me talking here, Dan. Might we see some new artwork on the left field fence at Busch Stadium come opening day 2023?
Well, if you're talking about the retired number wall, we probably will not, at that early time. There's usually a window of time that we spend before talking about retired numbers, but that's something that the ownership decides. Fellas, I'm a salaried man, and we stick in our lanes in terms of trying to decide those kind of things. But someday I am sure that those jersey numbers are going to be they're certainly never going to be worn again in the Cardinal history. I can pretty well make that commitment.
So, Dan, as we get past Sunday, the real march for the championship starts. Tickets on sale right now for all the playoff games, and there's availability?
There is. The games are the definite dates we'll be playing will be Friday and Saturday next weekend, the 7th and 8th, I think, or 6th and 7th. And then would be played if necessary, just a 3-series. And there are tickets available for all 3 games, and they're reasonably priced. They're still priced. I'm not sure. I know we had some tickets as low as $20 for that first round of wild card games, and so we encourage fans to get those tickets. Don't wait until you get closer to the game time, because they'll be snapped up, and we'll hope to know the game time sometime early next week. But it should be, two really great back-to-back weekends with, this weekend here with huge crowds, and then 3 postseason games, the wild card series next weekend. So we're very fortunate to have, some really exciting baseball coming up in the next couple weeks here in St. Louis.
Nothing like October baseball in St. Louis, Missouri, and this year is no exception. We don't know yet whether it'll be the San Diego Padres, the Philadelphia Phillies, maybe even the Milwaukee Brewers that the Cardinals are going to face next weekend for 2 or 3 games at home. Dan Farrell, thanks so much for joining us. Have a great weekend of Cardinal baseball down at Busch Stadium.
Thanks, fellas. Hope we see you at the ballpark soon.